SA's tax loss due to lockdowns exceeds value of IMF and AFDB loans combined. SA lost more in tax revenue in the first 3.5 months of its fiscal year than it borrowed from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the African Development Bank, AFDB, combined. A lockdown that initially shuttered almost all economic activity led to an under-recovery of 82 billion rand for the fiscal year to July 15, SA Revenue Service Commissioner Edward Kiesvetter said on Friday. Lockdown rules and allowances to cushion businesses against their effect contributed to the drop in income. The sale of tobacco products has been prohibited for 4 months, and the government reinstated a similar ban on alcohol sales from July 13. Relief measures include a deferral of payroll taxes and excise and fuel levies. In the 3 months to June, there was an under-recovery of about 47 billion rand, with excise duty collections including levies on alcohol, tobacco products and fuel contracting 42% from a year earlier. To help the battered economy and fight the pandemic, the country has borrowed $4.3 billion, about 70 billion rand, from the IMF, 5 billion rand from the AFDB and $1 billion from the New Development Bank. In February, the government left taxes unchanged due to weakness in the economy and opted to broaden the tax base, the Treasury said at the time. It has since said an additional 40 billion rand in taxes needs to be raised over the next 4 years. The reality is that there was a need in February to raise 40 billion rand more, said Kiesvetter. Right now, that need is significantly bigger than 40 billion rand because of the coronavirus. While some restrictions have since been eased, many businesses have closed and the 30.1% unemployment rate is set to worsen, further weighing on tax collections. In a supplementary budget in June, the government cut its revenue projection for this fiscal year by more than 300 billion rand. The revenue agency will work with the National Treasury and Reserve Bank on proposals for the main budget review to be presented by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni in February, Kiesvetter said. Mboweni told clients of two of the country's biggest banks in June that there are no plans to boost income, corporate or value-added taxes, but the Treasury is discussing a possible inheritance tax and a so-called solidarity tax to raise additional funds. Taxes on the wealthy are favored politically. SA's top income tax rate is 45%, corporate tax is 28% and VAT is 15%. It has little room to raise levies with the ratio of tax revenue to GDP at 26%, compared with a global average of 15%, according to World Bank data. Bloomberg.